Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back as we continue on 9 o'clock hour. Hopefully everybody's safe out there, staying home, and doing all the right things. You know, washing your hands. I don't know how many times you have to keep telling people, man, right? I think people, even when people tell them now, you're like, I know, okay? I've been hearing it. I see it every time I turn around. Distancing yourself and all the other things that are going on. Hey, by the way, we're going to get some of your text messages, 56022. I do want to mention Peter King said, hey, Dolphins should offer, if they really like Joe Burrow, offer Cincinnati 4 first-round picks. Hope Peter wasn't drinking. That's a lot of first-round picks for a damn quarterback. I hope Peter didn't have a few drinks at the house before he decided to go with that one. I don't know.
He does like his IPAs. He likes his IPAs.
Wow, that was Zach. That was up there a little bit. Anyway, what do we got coming in, man?
All right, 56022 is the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. Stay connected with us. You can send your text and we'll read them as much as we can. The first one that just came in is kind of funny. I'd love to be in a divorce attorney after the quarantine ends.
By the way, you know those numbers are
going to be big.
I mean, if something gets on your nerves and you're a little irritable, and I'll be honest, I've been there. And if you say you haven't, you're lying. There's been a little stress, anxiety, all that stuff for all of us. And more than once, I say, hey, you don't need to talk to me that way. Or every time I ask you something, you don't have to raise your voice. Right. I mean, that stuff's going on, man. That's just reality.
Someone said Joe's mask is anyone else's blanket. That's from DC Rob.
DC Rob, that's wrong right there. That's wrong. That is wrong. Maybe true, but wrong.
Are you wearing a mask? Is it your Halloween mask? And as much as you like scaring kids, I can't believe you're not taking advantage of that party situation.
No. Nope. I'm taking this very seriously, man. I'm not joking around.
I'm proud of you. You should be being
very good about this.
If you want to watch an uncomfortable documentary, how about Don Shula and Rose Joseph? I like how they still call you Rose Joseph.
Damn.
How about that documentary? How would that be? You and Coach Shula.
It'd be kind of weak to most of the country. They'd go, who's that guy with Coach Shula? It would be. Now,
I'm sorry. Should I laugh at that? I don't know.
No. But some of the where the stars don't get along or. And by the way, how about some of the bad relationships like that people have had through the years, like Donovan McNabb and T.O.?
Ooh, I'd like to watch that.
Like they were so good together, and their teams were great. And Donovan McNabb had a really good NFL career. He really did. Nothing wrong with what Donovan McNabb did. And T.O. was a star. But that
how about Steve Young, Joe Montana? What about that?
Bad.
One?
That. By the way, until. I don't know. I don't think it's great. I started to say recently it's better. Right. It can't be great. Bill Walsh did a lot of that. I'm guessing through the years it's gotten better. Because I think a lot of guys that didn't get along great, that have different personnel, and Steve Young and Joe Montana are completely different. From Mormon to Catholic to just their personalities. Right, Joe Montana has never wanted to do this media thing ever. Right, Joe Montana has never wanted to be that guy on TV ever.
He lives in the mountains with, what's his name? The old San Diego quarterback. Who's the guy that does a CBS? I lost his name right now.
Dan Fouts?
Right. He lives near Dan Fouts in the mountains. Getting away from everybody.
I think Joe Montana did have a beautiful place in Napa. I mean, my man made a lot of money. Right. But Steve Young's, they're just different, completely different personalities. Both had success. Although, I think we'd agree Joe Montana's career, a lot of people thought Joe Montana was the greatest quarterbacker of all time. He and Steve Young have nothing in common there, except they're both Hall of Famers.
Yep. Let's see. Joe, you think we can get the New Orleans Super Bowl in 2024? It looks like it may not happen due to Mardi Gras. The New Orleans Super Bowl in 2024, is that what we're talking about now?
I don't know, but we would take it. We're going to take everyone we can get. We're not
anyone that we can get. Right, right.
Our owner will take any of those. Something falls apart. Somebody's not ready. Somebody's building's not ready. Something happens. Right. Come on down and see us. We'd love to take it from you. Just give us a little notice. We'll take it.
How about this one, Joe? Joe, my dog doesn't want to go for walks any longer. I would take him 4 or 5 times a day during the quarantine to avoid my wife, man's best friend, my ass. Don't blame the dog.
Even your dog doesn't want to go on a walk.
God. Oh, someone just did another uncomfortable documentary. Joe Rose and his first wife. Wow. I don't think you should comment on that one.
I'm not sure what to say. It's not a love affair.
Sorry.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
It's not even mutual respect. I mean, you can kind of go from there, right?
No. This would be as awkward as Bill and Bill, if not worse. If the 2020 NFL season doesn't take place, will the Bengals get the first pick in next year's draft too? If so, the Bengals should definitely trade us the first pick in 2020, especially if the Dolphins are willing to give up multiple first-round picks. Yeah, that we kind of had a question like that, about a week ago?
What's that about, like, no draft this year?
So if the 2020 NFL season doesn't take place, let's say the bleep hits the fan, which, God, I hope he's wrong, will the Bengals get the first pick in next year's draft also because if they're going to have the same draft order?
No, all those draft picks would be ours.
Right.
They're going to play football, so I hate doing this. Football is going to jump in. If it has to, it'll jump into anybody's sport. They're going to play it. They're going to have it. It may start, I don't know. I don't know if it starts on time. I don't know if it's going to be a little late. But they're going to get a lot of those damn games in. They are going to get a lot of those games in. So, but you can't, like, the draft where you make those guys. Like, yeah, they're gonna sit out. They'll be eligible, and you'll get 2 drafts full of guys, I guess, and go from there, right? Dolphins would have that would give them,
40 rookies.
More than half their roster draft picks.
Right.
Crazy.
How about this guy? This guy just texted in, I live in the Keys. I'm buying a boat today. What should I name it? This guy wants our suggestions on naming his boat.
CV.
No, don't do that. Can you imagine? Someone names it the CV.
Right? Put a woman's name on it or something.
That's not safe either. You know that. Put a woman's name on it? What happens if you divorce that woman?
Paint over it and put another something out. I don't know what to do. Somebody asked me what to name their boat.
Yeah, it's very nice of them. They want you
no sports. Put no sports on there if you're getting it right now.
Right. That's a good one.
Hey, there goes no sports.
That's my house. What do you mean? Kenyon Martin went back to school and got hurt, out for the season, still went number 1 overall. If I was Big Vern, I'd go back to college basketball. Injury isn't as much to worry about. So he's taking Hollywood's choice on that. Yeah.
No, you're right. You don't have somebody tackling you 25 times. Right. I agree. I just wonder. I wonder what I don't know him that well. I don't know him at all. I don't know, but his father's not going to push him one way or the other. If I know his father, you can tell him to do what you want to do.
Right.
And they'll talk about it. Injury will pop up in the conversation. And then he'll say, do you think if you – bottom line is this. If you go another year, you think, does that make a big difference in your game and you going higher in the draft? That another year to develop your game with your team coming in, or are you ready to move on with the big guys and play?
Let's see. Oh, my God. I work at a hardware store that's opened, and I prefer risking getting coronavirus than spending all week with my wife nagging me. Good God.
Listen, I think most of the women are aware of everything, and right, that we got to all get along and get to this not easy on anybody, man. This is this whole thing has been, it's tough. And I got a 20 and 22 year old. It's not easy.
No, because
there's some kind of connection where they get together, something I say that's stupid, and they don't let it go.
Right.
And or the three of them are looking at something, talking about somebody, and I ask them, I come in late. Oh, what are you guys talking about? Let me see. Mm-mm. And they change the topic, and I'm out.
Right. You're done at that point. Another uncomfortable documentary, Dwight Stevenson and His Gas Tank. Someone trying to be funny there?
Yeah, right. That's not very funny.
And then two people sent in names for the guy's boat. Could be the Sea Virus. That's what the guy should name his boat, the Sea Virus. And another one says SS Douche, since you think it's a good time to buy a boat.
Hey, you may be struggling. I'm buying a damn boat. What name you want me to have it?
Oh,
maybe they can do a show on me buying a boat. Yeah, SS Douche.
Right.
Another That's guy what said, I think.
C-S-E-A, C-D's Nuts. That should be the name of the boat. That's funny. That's funny. Oh, man.
A D's Nuts moment right there.
Right. Imagine all the new baby names that are coming out this December and January from this virus.
Oh,
yeah, it's either going to be divorces or babies, right? That's it.
Well, listen, if your marriage was having, you know, wasn't real strong, or you noticed, you know, wife and I, we're together, but we're really not together. We kind of drifted apart, but we're kind of together for the kids. This could be the thing that will completely knock it out right here.
Right.
This is the one that officially gets you to call a divorce attorney, right?
Right. There. Right.
Get it started. I'm freaking out.
Another documentary someone wants to see is John Renshaw and his cat.
I wonder whatever happened to that guy.
I don't know.
What happened to Renshaw. That's a crazy, crazy story.
All right, last one for right now. Joe, you're an asshat. Don't say all women when understand what we're going through.
I remember.
Uh-oh.
Is my cat in here? No, I can swear I just saw a cat run to the studio and touch you.
And you got problems, bro.
I remember, I saw a cat. I don't know how that would be a problem. I just didn't see the cat.
What's his name?
I don't know. My cat's Nova. I didn't know if it was my cat or not. If I mispronounce my cat, I do apologize.
Wow.
There it is right there.
I've never had that drug. I've had a lot of drugs. I've never had that one.
Yeah.
All right. There's no reason to say that. We got to go to break here.
We are
getting closer to Duncan Robinson going to join us, though. We'll go from that craziness to threes. Is Duncan, by the way, has he got somebody living with him? Is he going through that stuff with a woman there, or is he batching it? Do we know? Is he?
I guess we're going to have to ask.
We got to ask him how he's doing, if you've got somebody with you and how you're holding up. I'll tell you. 3-on-1 ain't fair, I can tell you that. 3-on-1 is not fair, man. It's just not fair.
Oh, I feel bad.
Oh, man, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Hey, 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. You're looking for a car, a new truck, or an SUV. I got great news for you. South Florida Chevy dealers have got a deal for you right now that you're going to love. Set up your payments and everything else to help you out during these tough times for a lot of people, because you still need something, right? You still need that car, truck, or SUV. Your lease is up, you're over your miles, or you just need something brand new. We got something, a lot of affordable, but the most important thing is we got great overall products. 2020, the best look, best overall products in the history of Chevrolet. There's a reason so many people have been going to Chevrolet dealerships these days. Yeah, when you see the new midsize car like a Chevy Malibu to the SUV family, starting with those big, beautiful, comfortable Tahoes, to an Equinox or Traverse if you need a smaller SUV. And how about Silverado truck? I probably should spend about 50 minutes on a Silverado truck because we've got the perfect truck for your lifestyle. Whether it's something you do to make a living, especially now, boy, we got the most durable trucks in the business. They all have a steel bed, strong, comfortable. You need room for the family, we got those two. Combination trucks, we got them for you, man. Suburban, Camaro, Corvette. Hey, quality and dependability at its best with a great price, great look. Safety features have never been better. More space and fuel economy. All the things important to you and your family. So all you need to do is stop by one of those 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. Go all around and find out why we're telling everybody 2020 is the best overall products in the history of the Chevy family. Find out why so many people are switching to Chevy. You will too. Stop by today. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Crazy, crazy times. We know it. Duncan Robinson knows it and living it himself. The three-point shooting specialist going to join us in just a few minutes. We'll talk to him. Manny Diaz also going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour here before we check out. We have the draft 17 days away. Let me see. Today was supposed to be the finals of the NCAA tournament, basketball tournament, and opening day for rosters to show up at camp for new coaches, for new head coaches who get an extra week. So all those things were supposed to happen as we were starting to get close to the playoffs, trying to figure out where the Panthers would be right now, where the Heat would be, and everything else. Instead, everybody's at home. Athletes trying to figure out how to somewhat stay in shape, not knowing when they're going to come back. But I think it's safe to say they're not coming back this month or next month, right? So they can work from that. By the way, we had something happen with Rex Ryan. What an ass clown, man. Way too far on a South Florida athlete that everybody tells me is just a great guy, Amari Cooper. From Northwestern High School, went to Alabama, first-round pick, went to the Raiders, got traded to the Cowboys. That's his story. So anyway, Rex Ryan was asked questions. And do you have it, Woody, if you could? Go ahead and run this real quick.
Well, I agree with Dan on the fact that I wouldn't have paid this guy. To me, this is the biggest disappearing act in the National Football League. He doesn't show up on the road. He doesn't show up against, when the competition's good, when he's against the top corners, that guy disappears. And to me, he reminds me, it's only one time that I can remember in recent memory on elite receivers and disappearing acts like Amari Cooper. That was a kid that the Raiders had a few years ago. Oh, that's right. That was Amari Cooper. This is who he is. And Dan, he doesn't love football. Hell with it. He stops his routes. He does all this. I wouldn't have paid this turd. No way in hell. All right. No way in hell would I have paid this guy. To me, you pay Dak Prescott. Forget all those numbers. That, you know, they're number one in the league because of Dak Prescott, not because of this guy. It's a deep draft at receiver. They made a huge mistake right here.
It's harsh.
Yeah, but the turd, come on, man.
That's harsh, man. That's real harsh.
I mean, that's one thing. You want to say he disappears and hasn't played well against the top corners. But first of all, you're going to get on a guy for 5 years and $100 million. Why didn't Rex Ryan, why didn't he take a shot at Jerry Jones? Oh, because he may want a job down the road.
Right, right.
5 years, $100 million. Like Amari Cooper shouldn't take that money. And by the way, if you would have done your research, you would know why. They gave up a number one pick to get Amari Cooper from the Raiders to the Cowboys. That's why they did it. He's a young guy. He's going to make this kind of money somewhere. By the way, if Cowboys didn't pay it, the Redskins were going to pay it.
Right.
But the thing that gets me saying he doesn't love football, like what is that about? Or he quits on, like, what are you talking about? It's like stupid. Amari Cooper and turd have nothing. Wrong word, man. Wrong word talking about Amari Cooper. Not the guy. Not the guy. I think he got on him too about he's played in one playoff game. What the hell does that have to do with a wide receiver? Brandon Marshall's never been to the playoffs.
Right, so I can't wait to ask, someone should ask Rex Ryan about him. What do you think about Brandon Marshall? He never got to the playoffs. How big of a turd is he?
He's in no position to be saying a guy loves football, though. There's no way you're going to tell me that guy doesn't love football. There's no way. And by the way, you never hear anything bad about Amari Cooper. Never. You don't hear any drama ever come around Amari Cooper, except he wanted to stay with the Cowboys. That's where he wanted to be. And he wanted to get paid. And by the way, he had leverage because your ass gave up a first-round pick to get him. There's no way you're going to give up a first-round pick and not get him re-signed. Bad, bad look for Jerry Jones if that would have happened. And so,
Joe, by the way, he's been in three playoff games and he's a four-time Pro Bowler. So it's not like this guy has, you know, just been a turd and no one around the NFL likes him or something like that. I mean, he's been in the league, what, 5 years, played on the two teams, been to four Pro Bowls, and he's played in three playoff games.
I think not a lot of guys
have that even on their resume to start off with.
Yeah, I think he's a little bit better than Rex has given him credit for, who came back later in the day and apologized. But he really is. He just says stupid stuff. And to call that guy a turd, let me hear him call Antonio Brown a turd.
Right.
Right? Some of the turd moves that he's made. He wouldn't do that.
He wouldn't do that.
I just very, very disappointed that he comes out late, says same day. I hope he'll accept my apology.
Oh, sure, apology sure.
For
yeah.
what? You blasted
right.
him.
Right.
You couldn't have gone any lower in what you've said about the guy. I don't know how you disappearing act back in Oakland and all that stuff. He had the drops. Yeah, he dropped a lot of footballs, but seemed to get it back when he got to Dallas. I thought he had some really good games, had some big games for the Cowboys. When he got there, and they must have been impressed because they gave his ass frontline number one money,
right?
And everything else. So that was the whole thing with the word turd. Just wrong guy
just
for the
stupid.
Word turd.
Right.
I can give you guys you want to put guys in turd in the turd category. You know, guys that don't try, guys that can't stay out of trouble, guys that do stupid stuff, put out social media dumb stuff. Those are turd moves. Those are what a turd move is if you're looking to do the turd stuff, right? Guys that don't try, guys that jog on purpose to get traded or get released or whatever, Randy Moss, whatever it might be, those guys that have done some of that stuff, right? That was some bad, bad stuff. Anyway, hey, hold on a second. What is that I hear?
Tyler Hero, rather, picks it up. Hands it off to Robinson, another three attempt. Why not? He is in rhythm in this period. He is now 4 of 8 from downtown in this ball game, and he's hit all four here in the quarter. He's got 14 points.
That's right, Joe. Duncan Robinson right now joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Duncan, good morning. Thank you for the time, buddy. We appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Morning. Thank you for having me on.
Duncan, how you holding up during all this stuff, man? How you doing with that going from knocking down threes about seven at a time to, hey, by the way, we're going to have to shut it down with this coronavirus. So what are you doing to stay busy besides out with Dunkin' Donuts? I knew that was going to happen. Helping first responders, Dunkin' Donut people, getting smart with you, man. That's great.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been crazy times for sure. To have the season abruptly kind of be put on hold like that is obviously unfortunate, but you know, everyone's got to do their part in trying to slow this whole thing down. So it's been an adjustment. You know, I still try to implement a schedule into my day just so, you know, the days don't kind of blend together, but just trying to find ways to stay productive and then also obviously help out and do my part.
Duncan, you still able to shoot a little hoops, something? You got an indoor, outdoor gym, something that maybe you can get outside for a couple minutes a day?
Unfortunately, no. You know, they really emphasized to us the importance of, you know, staying in our apartments or houses. And, you know, I just have an apartment, so I got a little mini hoop in here, but that's about the extent of it. So I try to do some, like, ball handling stuff. And, obviously, you know, we actually have team workouts every morning on Zoom with our strength coach. So that's been good just to see everybody's face and still connect.
Wow. Okay. So, Duncan, I'm not trying to get in your personal life, so don't get upset with me. But do you live by yourself or do you have somebody with you?
One of my best friends that I grew up with, actually, he's a college coach in Boston, but their season got canceled as well. So kind of right when that happened, he came down, and he's going to live with me. So it's nice to have some company. Definitely make a difference.
Because I was going to ask you about the food situation. I can tell you, I become the carb king here, man, and I jumped on the scales yesterday, and it was embarrassing. It really has in just a matter of 2 weeks. So what do you do for food? And you guys eat so healthy during the basketball season. How are you doing with that?
Yeah, it's been an adjustment. Also, because a lot of times during the season, whether you're on the road or whatnot, a lot of meals are provided for you. So, you know, that's been an adjustment. But I've kind of viewed it as an opportunity to get better at cooking. You know, we kind of alternate cooking, and it's been a good challenge because I've never really been able to cook before, but I'm starting to get a little bit better.
All right, Duncan, now I got to jump into that. What's your go-to dish at this point that you're cooking in the house?
I have a little pesto pasta dish with some chicken. It's kind of like a creamy pesto Alfredo type deal. It's pretty good. You know, I don't know if it's restaurant quality, but, you know, it gets the job done.
Boy, I'll tell you. Hey, let's get back to your Dunkin' Donuts, dude, with first responders. How'd that finally come together, Duncan?
I was looking for an opportunity to try to get involved, you know, with Dunkin' Donuts. Growing up in the Northeast, and obviously having the name Dunkin', I've been called Dunkin' Donuts pretty much my entire life. So it felt fitting to finally get something done. And then I thought this would be a great opportunity to also try to do my part. You know, it's a small gesture compared to what a lot of people and what a lot of players are doing. But, you know, anything to help the first responders and the people on the front lines of this is obviously important.
We were talking earlier when we do get back to some type of normal life here, and this may have to go till next year. We're trying to figure out. So do you think, because the Dunkin' Donut deal will get done? So on night of home games, so there's 41 home games on the nights you hit. We're trying to figure the number for a small coffee and a donut. Should it be 3 threes, 4 threes, or 5 threes? What number? Because I think this is a slam dunk, man. This is a home run for fans. It really is.
I like the way you think, first of all. I'm not sure. I think there's a lot of opportunities to get something done, like you said. I think somewhere, I don't know, maybe 3 threes might be a little low. You know, we don't want to put Dunkin' Donuts out of business. But, you know, maybe 4 or 5 might be a little bit more fitting.
Yeah, but I'm guessing, I don't know the marketing, because we have to sit with a marketing person from Dunkin' Donut here in South Florida. So I'm trying to figure out if we're better off, like, anybody watching the game, or do you have to be at the game to get that? Because, hell, I'd be going in the morning going, saw Dunkin' hit those 3 threes last night. I'll take that small coffee. Oh, is that fresh? Okay, that's fresh. And one of those donuts, chocolate on chocolate, please, right there. Bam.
There you go. Yeah, I might need to think about hiring you as a marketing guy. You got some great ideas, man.
Duncan, no one spends more money at Dunkin' Donuts than my partner here on the air right now. Yeah. Nobody spends more money at Dunkin' Donuts.
No. You got it. You're on that early morning, and you got to get you. It's a legal high that you can't get in trouble for if you have too much of it, so it's good. You can't get in trouble there. Hey, by the way, man, what's it like not knowing a date to come back and play? What is that like? Your work? Are there days where you're just not as motivated because you friggin' don't know when you're going back?
Yeah, I mean, the uncertainty is definitely a challenge. You know, that's why for me, I think kind of developing and establishing a routine and just kind of maintaining that throughout has been really important. You know, obviously there's parts of it where it kind of feels like this is the off season just because there's not as much going on. But at the same time, you got to understand that, you know, there's a very real possibility that everything does come back, and you want to be prepared for that moment, and you don't want to miss a beat. So it's just kind of, like you said, it's definitely a challenge, but, you know, it's a part of it, and a sacrifice, you know, we obviously have to make given the times.
Right. Hey, Duncan, how much time you spend on that NBA 2K? I know they got the players tournament, but how much time you spend playing that game?
A little bit here and there. To be honest with you, I don't play video games too much. Occasionally, I'll play. You know, if I'm playing against somebody, but other than that, I don't really play too much. So, a little bit here and there, but not too much.
You see, by the way, have you seen that Tiger King yet? Have you seen those crazy bastards, the white trash of America? Have you seen that show?
It's funny, actually. I haven't seen that either. A part of it, I've kind of been holding out on that just because I've heard to watch it from every different direction. So now I'm just kind of being stubborn and holding out. I've heard mixed reviews, though. Some people would say it's the greatest show in the world, and some people can't believe what they're watching. So I don't really know what to think.
Right. Well, if you're not aware or you haven't grown up around white trash, this gives you a chance to see what some of your peeps are all about out there, man. It's some dysfunctional-ass people, man. I'm telling you. Some crazy stuff. Oh, yeah. All right.
Well, anyway. Duncan, I wanted to give a shout-out, by the way, to the Miami Heat because they're doing something great for the people of South Florida also with Feeding South Florida. Heat.com/donate, by the way, and you can donate to Feeding South Florida, the Heat organization, doing great things for the South Florida landscape and all the people down here. So I wanted to give a quick shout-out while you're still on the air to the Miami Heat organization, always stepping up to do something for the community.
Always good about that. Hey, Duncan, real quickly, too. So part of your three-point shooting is conditioning, right? So when you run up and down the court, all the shooters will tell you, you got to be in shape so you can hit it even when you're running up and down and the game's fast-paced. How long would it take you to get it back? Now it's been a while since you've been out to feel comfortable to go back out and get your rhythm on your three-point shot. What would that take? How long to get back?
It's hard to say. Obviously, you know, a big part of that is kind of how you feel your time in these days where you're being asked to stay inside. So actually I have a stationary bike. So I've been trying to maintain my conditioning just because obviously, you know, like you said, that's a huge part of shooting. I'd probably say, I don't know, maybe somewhere in the 10 day to 2 week range. You know, for that might be lower that for me than others, and others might feel they could come back and play right away. I think part of it is all kind of personal, but, on top of that, you know, I think the biggest thing is we want to make sure that it's like a safety thing, right? You don't want to rush people back if they're not in shape. You don't want to ask them to play at a high level if their bodies aren't ready to do so, because then you run the risk of injuries and that sort of thing. So I definitely think that it should be a discussion, you know, if this season does come back on, you know, how much time, you know, us as players should be given to kind of work our way back into playing shape.
So the Heat culture, as you know, is about body fat numbers and weight. I don't know how they can't expect guys to come back like they did from an off season where you guys work your butt off and then you show up, right? Would it be a little different, would you expect?
I mean, I think there'll probably be some leeway there just because, you know, the organization has been awesome about understanding just kind of the importance of staying inside and not kind of cutting corners in terms of the social distancing stuff. So, you know, I think there would be some leeway. Obviously, you know, they're also doing everything they can to try to make sure that while we are staying inside and staying in our apartments, that we're also working out. That's what the team workouts are for. Obviously, a big part of it is just kind of seeing everybody and connecting with everybody. But on top of that, also, you want to minimize that time that it might take to get back into shape.
Yeah. Hey, Duncan, great stuff, man. We hate to bother you, but we love having you on, man. So thank you so much. Appreciate it. Stay safe. Number one, I'm with you on that one, man. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate you guys.
All right. Duncan Robinson with us this morning again, Zach, talking
good stuff
about the crazy. I can't believe he's not shot a basketball. I cannot believe it.
Right.
But
scary.
Hey, by the way, how good is it here? The Heat saying, take care of yourself. Don't worry about the basketball.
Well, it's, you know, what a good organization does because they're worried about their players' health.
That's pretty damn cool to hear right there. Hey, we got to go to break. Guess what? Manny Diaz is going to join us coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.